Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's the windup, and Nola with the 0-2. Strike three called, got him looking. And Nola has 8 strikeouts tonight over 6 perfect innings in Houston.
Yes! Took a perfect game into the 7th inning. Phils win and are in the playoffs for the first time since 2011. And look who's on the line right now, Ike Reese. The man who got the win last night, Aaron Nola, joins the show. Aaron, how are you? Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all having me on today.
You got it. 8 years. I was just quickly, I went to your stats. I'm like, is this your 8th year? So for a guy that's kind of, and you were drafted by Ruben, who had a tweet about you earlier today. But you've seen a little bit of everything here. Now in your 8th year, you're 29 years old, to be able to close it out and get in the playoffs. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, wow. So we've had some tough years. When I came up, and you know, like you said, this is my 8th year, 7th full year with the team, and just makes it that much sweeter now getting to the postseason with these guys and going into spring training every year. I look around the clubhouse, and we have better chemistry, a better team. And, you know, I felt like we kept inching our way to the postseason. And this year we finally made it. And super sweet, man. It's awesome. Awesome to find for myself and Reese and Eflin, who have been here the longest. And then, you know, Segura and JT, who have, gosh, Siggy's had 10 years and never been in the postseason. And JT, gosh, a year more than 9 years. So it's awesome. It was a great team win last night. Good shutout. Everybody played well all around.
It was a little bit of a strange year, right, considering you guys made the postseason. And those expectations were there prior to the season. But you guys got off to a little bit of a start. You wound up having to switch managers. Rob Thompson is placed into the interim manager role. And then you guys seemingly take off. And you had to sort of persevere through some injuries over the second half of the season. Just talk about the makeup of this ball club, Aaron. And you mentioned the leadership and the chemistry. I'm pretty sure that played a large role in sort of helping with the young players to sort of stay focused and get through and got you guys to this end. Just talk about how important that was this season.
No doubt. Super important, yeah. Like you said, we had some struggles. We had some guys go down. Harp and Segura went down, and our young guys stepped up, and that's what we needed. And those guys played heck of baseball for a while when those guys were down. And you know, in the clubhouse, we just wanted those guys to feel a part of the team. You know, it's all one big family in there, and we want them to feel comfortable and play the way they know how to play. So the more they got on the field, the more experience they got. Each day they got better, and they came up with big hits and you know, big plays and big pitches. So it was an all-around team effort, man, to be honest with you. It wasn't just one or two or three guys. It was everybody. So makes it sweet getting to this point now.
What makes Rob Thompson so special as your manager? The season turned when Rob became the guy. What happened? Why did you guys turn it around under Rob?
Honestly, I think we started playing really well. Tom's, he's been awesome. He's been here since 2018, so a lot of us knew how he did things and how disciplined he is, and tons of experience too. It was good communication with him and the club and everybody on the team. Just got us to play loose. You know, everybody's kind of played loose out there and made it easy, you know. But I think, I don't know, it wasn't really a coincidence why everybody started, you know, playing well. I think as a team, we just hit a hot streak at the right time. But, you know, we went through some struggles, as every team does, but we overcame some adversities. And I think our big thing was that 9-game win streak kind of kicked everything off.
Got you rolling.
That stretch got us rolling. Got us rolling into now. So, you know, it's been a good year. It's been worth it, that's for sure.
The man who drafted you, Ruben Amaro Jr., he tweeted out this morning, he said, oh, yeah, for those who had doubts about Aaron Nola being a big-game pitcher, they can kiss my ass. did you see – first of all, did you see the tweet?
I did not see the tweet.
So you're going into the game last night, and is that something that's on your mind, is that I can be the guy that ends the drought officially tonight? We don't have to worry about it after that. I mean, were these thoughts on your mind as far as some struggles maybe you've had in September previously?
I mean, I knew it was on the line. We had to win one game to get in, and I wanted to take it as another game, and obviously knew what the stakes were at, but I just wanted to approach it as I did every other game and attack the hitters. I hadn't pitched against a few of those guys in a few years, and probably half that lineup I haven't faced before. So I just wanted to go get strike one and go after them. And JT caught a great game behind the dish. The guys played great behind me, and some huge hits by our guys in lineup. But that was kind of my game plan, and try to get early out to get ahead of and attack them.
How you feeling, Aaron, physically, man? Over 200 innings pitched again for you this year. You know, some people don't necessarily view you as in that, I guess the baseball term they use, as a horse in a lineup. But, man, you eat up a lot of innings at the top of that rotation. 32 starts. Looked very strong last night as you had that perfect game into the seventh inning. Going to make your first start in the postseason this weekend. How are you feeling physically right now?
Uh-oh.
All of September, and as of now, I think because we had that push, you know, going into the postseason, and you don't really think about your body that late in the season hurting or anything. So there's only really one thing on your mind, is winning and getting in. But physically, I feel great. I mean, that's what I train to do, is I try to train to pitch over 200 innings every year, and as starters, that's what we want to do. We want to pitch as much as we can and go as deep as we can in the game and give the team the best chance to win and give the bullpen some rest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to take that load on our back every year. And that's what we train to do and keep our bodies healthy to do.
Mm. Wheel or Nola, it's going to go game 1-2. How confident are you guys? We don't know who you're playing yet. It's probably going to be one of two teams, but how confident do you feel with Zach and you going game 1-2?
I'm not confident, yeah. Wheel's heck, we know what he's all about. You know, he's out. But, yeah, we just got to play our game, man. Starts with game one, starts with Wheels, and got to play it smart, play it game by game, and one game at a time. You know, no matter who we play, it's going to be tough from here on out. So, got to do the fundamentals right and stay focused for the whole game.
Well, this is Aaron Nola, who took a perfect game in the seventh inning last night as the Phils beat the Astros, shut them out 3-0 in the playoffs for the first time since 2011. Who did you hug the hardest last night, of your teammates or coaches, Aaron? Who got the hardest hug from you?
Gosh, Eflin and Reese. Eflin and Reese, probably the two guys that I hugged the hardest.
Yeah, we saw Reese on the field after the game, and you could see the emotion in his eyes, how much it meant to him. So for Phillies fans that have been really waiting for this and have seen you guys come up as young players and grow, this is special for a lot of us here in Philly. So, Aaron, listen, congratulations. Yep. And you know, get a couple wins here, and we're going to have another series. But look forward to see who you're playing this weekend, and we're looking forward to the games.
Enjoy it, brother. Yep. Enjoy it. You earned it. Enjoy it.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much.
All right, there he is, Aaron Nola, who was sensational last night.
Mm-hmm. He gets to start Saturday.
Yep.
Afternoon.
After Wheeler takes game one.
After Wheeler takes game one, exactly.
Close out Nola.
It'll be a clinching series win right there
then
Saturday.
So Friday they win, Saturday they win, Sunday Eagles beat the Cardinals. This could be a whole Cardinals bloodbath this week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, beat the hell out of some Redbirds this weekend.
It's about time.
So, just quickly, Jack, that right now the Phillies are the third wild card. They're a game behind the Padres, who are the second wild card, but the Phillies have the season series over the Padres, so they have the tiebreaker. So, if they finish with the same record, they would be the second wild card. Who are the Padres playing? Are they playing the Giants to end the season? I believe.
I think they're playing the Giants right now, yeah.
So they're playing the Giants, and I don't know, what are the Phillies going to do the rest of these games? Are they going with their regular starters? Is Falter going to go? No?
Well, Ranger, I think, is still pitching tonight because they want to make sure he's good for game three.
And he's on his regular rest.
You don't want to get him off rotation. But no, like tonight you'll see. I mean, like, Stott might play tonight, but it's going to be like Maton, Stubbsy, Derek Hall. You know, those kind of guys.
Yeah, the backups are going to play for the most part.
Yeah. And it is the Giants. So.
Okay.
Giants versus San Diego.
All right, so we don't know exactly how who they're going to play, but it could be the Cardinals, could be the Mets. We will see. All right, so let's do this. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Also, we're going to play the montage for you in just 1 second, but you don't want to miss the Philadelphia Flyers home opener at the Wells Fargo Center on October 13th. Be there to see the Flyers kick the season off when they take on the New Jersey Devils. All fans in attendance get a Flyers T-shirt presented by Smartwater. Get your tickets now, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. Jack put this together. This is Scott Fransky and Michael Bourne from last night's win. Go ahead.
There's only one other pitcher in Major League Baseball that's had more starts without appearing in a postseason game. And Aaron Nola has a chance tonight as the starter for the Phillies to personally change all of that. For the first time in his big league life, he's going to step to the pitcher's mound in the month of October. And while it's not the playoffs yet, a win here in Houston will send him there. It's game number 160 on the season, but one is the magic number that matters. Lineups in the first pitch are coming up next. And we're ready to get it underway. First pitch on the way, and Schwarber swings, hits it high and deep, left field, turning at the wall, Mancini, and it's gone! Lead-off home run, pitch number one, and Kyle Schwarber has put the Phillies on top. It's 1-0. Here's the windup, and Nola with the 0-2. Strike three called, got him looking. And Nola has 8 strikeouts tonight over 6 perfect innings in Houston. Swung on and hit high and deep. Right field, if it's fair, it's gone.
It's
and
gone.
It is gone.
Woo!
Schwarber with his second of the night. His 46th of the season. A moonshot down the line and right. It's 3-0 Phillies. And here it is. Swung on, popped up, shallow center, coming on Marsh on the run. And the Phillies, for the first time in 11 years, will head back to the postseason. They stream out of the dugout and celebrate at the pitcher's mound as the Phillies have rallied from their slow start and they have taken the final spot in the National League playoffs.
I just can't believe all the things you guys have overcome over the course of the year to get here. We're not done. After Wednesday, we've got 13 more wins, and then we're world champions.
Damn right.
Okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Congratulations. Enjoy this. You've earned it. Okay?
Yeah!
All right, there you go. Phil's win. I love Michael Bourne, but especially on that last call, someone's got to pull him aside before and say, listen, let Scott get the call in cleanly. Is that something we're going to want to play in the future? So, when the cleanest version, because he did a woo in there. But nevertheless, a great night. Great night in Philadelphia. Great time to be a sports fan in Philly with the Eagles starting off 4-0 and the Phillies in the playoffs. It's amazing. Chuck in Mount Airy, who's a big Phillies fan. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, Johnny. What's up, Ike?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, real quick, right? Jack, you only seem to use the Rocky theme when it's convenient for you, man. You don't even like Rocky.
I said the same
that's true.
Thing to him, Chuck.
Completely fair point.
I
yeah.
said the same exact thing to him.
Chuck, by the way, that's the hardest he's worked on any feature in the show in probably months because
yeah,
it's the Phillies.
I know. Hey, listen, Jack, have your moment, though. I'm not going to take your moment away from you. I'm actually calling because the Phillies, to me, I want to face the Mets. Tell the Mets to bring it on. I want Scherzer and I want DeGrom. I want those guys. Come on. Those guys are overrated, man. They are leaking oil right now. They are.
What do you know
so
about DeGrom?
Right now, the engine is going to go out of it. What do you mean I know about DeGrom? I know a lot about DeGrom.
You do?
I know that he's overrated. And I know that Scherzer, I know that Scherzer is old. And we got players, wow. too. You know what I'm saying? We got players, too. See, let me tell you about the Phillies, right? The Phillies got in here, right? We're the party now. Now, I'm going to say to the Phillies, are you going to just sit against the wall, watch other people dance, or are you going to get freaky? It's time to get freaky now. I mean, it's time to go in and dance with the prettiest girl in the party. And let's get to the World Series, and that's that trophy. You got 13 more wins. It could be done. We ain't satisfied. Let's do this thing the right way. I want to beat the Mets, but we owe them. They've been kicking our behinds all year long. What more joy would you get than eliminate them? And send their fans who come try to take over our stadium back up New York. You know what I mean? I'm tired of all this hiding stuff that we do. We try to pull it with the Sixers. Oh, I want to play the Brooklyn Nets. Well, I don't want to play this team with the Eagles or the Chiefs or the Bills.
So you have the Mets circled. You're not afraid of the Mets, Chuck.
Tell the Mets to bring it on. Nobody else should be afraid of the Mets. Aaron Nola, Jack Wooler, what's his name? Kyle Schwarber, you know what I'm saying? Bryce Harper. These guys got something to prove. You know what I mean? Cingora.
Yeah, Cingora.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All these guys, man. You know what I mean?
I got a question real quick, Chuck. I got a question. You don't really strike me as a guy that's getting out there on the dance floor and boogieing. You really do strike me as a guy that stood on the wall watching.
Yeah, well, you know
what? Because that's what I did, Chuck. That's what I did. I didn't run to the floor to get to dance with the prettiest girl. I sat there and watched, and
they came to you.
No, you got to pick out which one you want to talk to later on. You don't want to be the one running out there. You know, I was a little suave with the way I did things, Chuck. I'm surprised, Chuck. You strike me as a Soul Train type of guy to get out there and get your boogie on.
Oh man. Hey, Ike, listen, we danced, man. You know, we danced. Our era danced, man.
We did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a little older than me, Ike, but we danced, man. I'm 40 years old. We danced. These kids go to these parties today.
Well, you
dance.
Like the new Jack Swing, wife. I'm sure, Chuck.
I met my wife at a house party.
Ah, yeah. I met my wife at a club, too. She was staring at me from across the room while I was dancing with some other girl.
That's how I met my wife.
Yeah, that's how I met her.
Me and my wife met like this, right? I got into it with her brother. And then that's when she fell in love with a champ ever since then.
I love that one.
She said, you have to do that to my brother. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know.
And the rest is history. Happily ever after.
Happily ever after.
Then me and her brother is tight as
right,
like
listen,
my brother.
All right, Chuck, listen. We're going to be at Chickie's on Thursday. All day event at the station. So we hope to see you out there on Thursday for a pep rally.
Hey, listen, man, it's a red October here.
That's
the
right.
The Eagles 4-0. The Sixers are going to the finals. This thing rocking right now, man. This thing rocking right now. Tell the Phillies to get it together. Don't celebrate too early, because we got work to do. Bring on DeGrom and bring
all
on
right.
Scherzer. Let's go.
All right. There he is. Chuck from Mount Airy, all excited about the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And we buried the lead about the festivities. Jack, what do you have going on with the celebration of the and the build up for the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, well, apparently I'm going to be on the Phillies hype bus around the city, but I don't have all the details for it yet. But I guess I'll be me and Seltzer are going to be making various call-ins to the shows.
So the High Hopes podcast is going to be with notable Phillies alumni and others on a double-decker bus is what I've been told.
Yeah.
And you're going to be going all over the area, not just in the city, but King of Prussia, maybe some other places as well.
I'm sure the Northeast, we'll hit the Northeast.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not authorized to say any of this stuff, but I just that's where Jack is going to – so when is that, Jack?
Thursday.
That's Thursday. So we have the pep rally, and you'll be driving around – trying to pump people up for the series.
Yeah, they came to the right place. You know, the face of Phillies baseball in this town, some would say. So yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
I would say you're the most influential member of the Phillies media.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Phillies Twitter. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Zalecki may have more followers or things like that, but no one's going to Zalecki for influence or for Phillies personality that Jack Fritz has.
Right.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
I wonder if you think Charlie's gonna be selling some T-shirts off the bus.
Oh, it's no doubt. Y'all got Skip with y'all?
I would hope so. I mean,
that's going to be a hell of a bus ride right there. Yeah.
So Mickey Morandini, Charlie Manuel certainly will be on there.
100%. Mickey Morandini's a lock.
If Charlie's on there, Larry Boa's on there.
Yeah,
Larry Boa will be on there. Yeah.
Fanatic, obviously, will be there.
Fanatic will be on there.
He's definitely on there.
Will Andy McPhail be on there, Jack?
No.
They can't find Andy.
We don't.
Klentak, they can't find him either.
What about John Middleton?
Actually, that made it even better. I think Klentak got hired by the Brewers, so they started losing this. And yesterday was the anniversary of him getting fired, so it was a perfect poetic yesterday after
look at
the
that.
Phils.
Really?
Full circle.
Okay.
There you go. John Middleton going to be on there or no?
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Might as well be.
Let me tell you, this picture of John Middleton getting his champagne doused on him last night. This is awesome. I don't think Jeffrey Lurie got that much champagne poured on him when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like after they made the wild card last year.
I mean, that's a hell of a photo, man.
Isn't it great?
The only reason I know it's him is because I see that checkered shirt under the T-shirt. That's the only reason I know it's him.
It's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, I remember seeing that last night. Like, hold on.
Oh man, that was but that was something last night. Seriously, that celebration was something
last
night.
That photo, man, that's a serious photo right there, brother.
That is amazing. That was some kind of celebration last night. These guys friggin' earned it.
They did, man,
for sure. I guess 215.
Take the Astros tonight. I started to ask Aaron Nola, what time did you wake up this morning, man?
I know. I was looking for a little bit of insider information. Like, how you feeling today? Like, your body's fine, whatever. You can pitch Saturday.
You don't have to pitch till Saturday, right?
Yeah. How the boys feeling today?
Yeah.
They was all at James Harden's old spot.
They may have been at a steakhouse last night. Yep. Today's show brought to you by Guided Door and Window, 20% off all windows and doors, no money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. All right, here's what we got coming up. We see the people on hold. We'll get to phone calls. We'll keep some Phillies on the table. Also, now's the time to get in with the Eagles because it's Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Short Parks joins us every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock in studio. He joins us coming up next because, I mean, really, there's not a lot to bitch about with the Eagles right now, but injuries are certainly a factor going into the Arizona game. Mailata, Slay, Avante, Jake Elliott. What is the most that Elliott's worried about these injuries? And we'll get into all the other stuff as well, the game stuff. Donovan yesterday said he thinks this team is a year or two away from Super Bowl. Does Elliott agree? We'll get to him coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.